This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Yes. Jordan? It's not Jordan. It's very close, but it is pronounced wrong. Oh? Jordan? Jordan. Jordan. Sedum, right? Sedum. Tribal. Sedum. What other name does the tribe have? I only said last week when it is fixed this week. But I mentioned the name of the tribe. What's the name of the tribe? Al-Ahsar is wrong. Al-Ahsar is what I made that mistake.
Tell me.
pressure. Oh, why did they try to kick him out? Because they claimed they were pure. They claimed from the home of God. Yes, I got my own. If anyway, we are Tahor, we are Tahir. You know, these are people who are making filthy things, but they claim that they were pure. And who's the pure now? Just like what's going on all over the world against the Muslims. They're blaming baby killers. And who's the baby killer? Who's the baby killer? This is exactly what's going on, subhanAllah. Who's the baby killer? You know, who is the not pure? Who is the filthy? Who is the... Sometimes you just wonder, what is going on here? So they came. Remember one day I said that first these people, these angels who went to whom? They went to Ibrahim alayhi salam. Ibrahim and Lot were, they were related. What is that? Lot was what of Ibrahim? So he was the nephew. So what happened was, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Lot for a bigger mission to move out to Sodom. Right? So now, Ibrahim alayhi salam, he was with his family, something that I talked about last week, three angels, they came to him. And then what happened? Come on, focus. Something here, I'm going to tell you something that happened when they went to Lot. Why? Elijah had already told them, don't destroy the people of Lot. وَلَمَّا جَاءَتْ رُسُلُنَا لُوطًا سِيءَ بِهِمْ وَضَاقَ بِهِمْ ذَرْعًا وَقَالَ هَٰذَا يَوْمٌ عَصِيبٌ. Lot was told, don't befriend any man, even handsome man, because if you know his amen, let us know. Who are saying this? The people of Lot. Okay, let us know. Why? Because these are our customers. You know, we want them. So Lord, when he saw this beautiful man, because these angels, they came in the form of a man. Or man. They came in the form of man. They were not known, right? They were not known. They were travelers. So Lord saw them. The very first who saw them, by the way, why we know who's in it. And فيها لنذكرنه أهله إلا مرأته كانت من الغابرين. We start saying him and say his daughters, because no had a role by daughters. He didn't have no boy, they had only the girls, you know, daughters. You don't see what's going to happen to God's in between him and his people. And we start saying him except his wife.
He heard about men, he heard about boys, handsome boys.
So he did not, because he saw the Quran saving away, did not support to actually rule Ali himself. But that is question right there. That is what makes it accept. وجاءه قومه يهرعون إليه ولد يهرعون إليه من حرول هذه يهرعون إليه and the man of Israel who were used to say to him, take him not in any weapon, because that's all there from guys who were about to vote, they were just going to vote. No, they were not going to vote. No, and then the camera, and the
Like you and I today, when we feel it happening in Palestine, let's just
I'm powerless. Yes, what can I do? The government is saying, they're saying, the media is saying, I've been watching, I'm so powerless, so you're powerless, so you said, if only I had the strength to resist you. Yeah, if only I had the strength to stop you. To stop you from what you're doing. Oh, sure. To resist you, or I could rely on a social portal. Can you some money who can come and help me stop you from what you're doing, from what you're saying? The student who can't power it. I mean, who said that? So who said, these guys, now who these guys, this man who paid to do it, to every day outside, he did not leave. He was just sitting outside waiting, we waited for the boys, took him out. So he left the door, then he went, and then he came to pay him, this angel. You know, they took his camera now, his record.
Six hundred?
600 planes. Who knows the answer? Who knows the answer? All right. 600, I almost know you now. I will give everybody, don't worry, I'll give everybody some of that. So he goes with a tip of one of his wings and then he hits them with his bind, and then he's going to come back. So this is what the message that's coming from these angels. They're telling Lot, because they are Lot, take your family at night. They said, take your family and go out at night. You're from the back of Noah and do not let anyone look back. Why don't look back? Let me tell you the movie for a Christian. Listen to this. This will align with the story. It has to do with black magic. It has to do with you. So there was this lady who used to do black magic. So there was this boy, her son, was brought Caucasian from this banana study program and he was being interviewed last evening about what the mom was doing. Because his mom used to practice black magic. Not only that, he asked the question, what was your mom? If he didn't, to practice his black magic, he said, my mom used to urinate on the body. And we talk, inshallah, one seminar about the world of jinn. Because those who practice black magic, they deal with jinn. And for the jinn to serve them, because they have to do some sort of salam, like this, like really bad, for them to be served. One of the things that woman used to do is to go and urinate on the body. When she died, they tried to bury her. Every time they went into some ground, they were trying to dig the ground, and the ground would turn into rock. You could not bury her. They moved around, they tried to. There's something in the story on TV about what happened to this man. And then they tried to bury her, they could not, so they couldn't get a picture, and they just put people like rocks on her. And then he did. And then they were leaving. As they were leaving, they were not supposed to look back. They were not supposed to look back. He did look back. He saw this huge fire came from nowhere and burned them up. Bring it to the grave of that lady who used to practice with ceremony. Here, Lord, the angels are telling Lord, don't look back. Now, not the people to witness, but Allah is going to tell him, in the irony with you, how are you going to punish that man? How are you going to ask, but why shouldn't you watch? What do you do? Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when Musa asked him, Allah, I want to see you. Inshallah, when he talked about Musa, he didn't make it. Allah told, Musa told Allah, I want to see you. But Musa, Allah told Musa, you're not able to see me. But if you want to look at me, look at that mountain. If the mountain reduced, he's going to be able to see me. And then Allah Azza wa Jalla revealed himself into the mountain, and Musa saw the mountain turning to dust. Musa fainted. Musa fainted. So here now, in the back. Huh? I've never heard this commission before. He said, Allah does not want those to look at his wife, his body, his body. I've never punished anyone before. Because these people have come in to try to know that I've come in before. I'm going to punish But here the beauty is this, 15 channels, the beauty is this. إِنَّ مَوْعِدَهُمُ الصُّبْحِ أَلَيْسَ الصُّبْحِ بِقَرِيمٍ When? The appointed time is in the morning. Is the morning not near? Is the morning not near? Allah is asking this question. أَلَيْسَ الصُّبْحِ قَرِيمٍ? It shall be first when? At dawn. Dawn, the morning. And Allah is saying, Lut, isn't morning coming soon? Isn't victory in Ghazza al-Sha'ba coming soon? Insha'Allah, Allah is declaring soon. Insha'Allah, you're going to get a job soon. Insha'Allah, Allah will see you. You're in it soon. And it's a shock of the Qarif. Insha'Allah, your father will come from the hospital soon. And he will be healthy soon. Your mother, Sha'Allah, will be healthy soon. And you're going to be pregnant soon. Soon. And it's a shock of the Qarif. Is it enough clear?
Good question. Good. Yeah, you get it soon.
فأخذتهم الصيحة مشركين So the mighty blast of the took them at sunrise was dust. So the mighty black will took them as sunrise. Not only that, three punishments. Let's count them. I'm going to test you. Three punishments. Look at the punishment that Allah has given us. The stones are acceptable, not the stones. Allah has restricted it, don't move to it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَلَمَّا جَاءَ أَمْرُنَا جَعَلْنَا عَالِيَهَا سَافِلَهَا عَالِيَهَا سَافِلَهَا Allah is saying, when our plan came, His person now, we turned the city upside down. Because Kaboom is not only one village, it's a tribe. It's a small village here, a small village there, a small village here. It's a bunch of villages. So when Jibreel came and said that, with 600 wings, with a 600 wings, as it's been said, lifted the whole Kaboom, the whole tribe, the whole village is all the way up. It's been mentioned all the way, it's just so authentic, but it's been mentioned in many different fields. That so much so that subhanAllah, the people in the heavens, they were hearing the barking of the dog, yani Ismail, everything was lifted. The cow, the people, the animals, everything was lifted. Everything, everything got me to clean this earth on this people. And the dog. And the So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلَمَّا جَامُونَا جَعَلْنَا عَالِيَهَا سَافِلَهَا وَأَمْطَرْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ مَطَرًا حِجَارَةً مِنْ سِجِّيلٍ مَنْضُودٍ Not only, the ayah ta'ala. So the first punishment is the black. Make them, come up right there. And then came into the city and said, lifted them all the way with the tip of his wings. Imagine, just with the tip of one of his wings, not 600, he didn't have to use all his wings. He didn't even have to use one wing. He only used the tip of one wing. He carried them into the holy spot and looked them up and not more. Something similar. Elephants, you were talking about the elephants. But what did the elephants want us to do? Destroy the Kaaba. The head is down, and the feet were up. Head is down on the ground, feet are up, and on top of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala poured them with rain. What did the rain? Stones, pieces of the heart, each not like the name of one person. Take them off, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Marked by your Lord, O Prophet, and these stones are not far from painted wrongdoers.
We have satellites. How come you could just see little boy who's
Son los caballeros de Somebody already said that. Allah, we're not going to do the Allah, I mean, go back. I'm going to summarize this, and then we're off. 1, 2 minutes, and then we're off, inshallah. Like Allah, we're going to say, may Allah bless you. All the antidotes, this is it. Sit down. Get down. I'm over, 2 minutes, inshallah. And then, people live happily ever after. Four generations. Who is there? Abraham, Lot, the Hebrews, Sarah, Ismail, Hagar, Lot and his daughters. Some of these are the believers that will remain and be to live happily. For 4 centuries. Then something happened. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent another prophet to some other nation. Who's this nation? I'm asking. No! This nation has the answer has. It's called
Ibrahim,
Ibrahim was an Arab. Ismail was an Arab. I'm going to teach you something interesting. Ibrahim was an Arab. There are two types of Arabs, by the way. There is the Qahab, strict to truth. There are three main Arabs, the main Arabic Qabila come from Qahban, the other Qahban, but when you see Yemeni, when you see Yemeni, don't go and have it. This is the one who had a man, huh? This is the Yemeni, or we have, or we have. This is what happened. But the Arab horse from Yemen, and we do, he said, Ismail, Ismail was the Arabic. There's something called Al-Arab Al-Mustahraba. We will explain, inshallah. Do you want me to speak to you? Next week. Al-Sadiq. And then Al-Sadiq came who? He was a Su'ayb. Su'ayb was what I talked about. And then Prophet Muhammad. These are the four Arabic prophets. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So what happened? There were four nations between Noah and Hud. Four centuries between Noah and Hud. So here's the area of Al-Aqab. You see, this is Saudi Arabia, not the Emirate of Medina. This is, you know, Egypt is here, you know, Egypt is here, here's the Persia is here, Oman is here, you know. So, where's Yemen? You see Yemen? So, this Ahqaf, we're in this area, in this Yemen, the Yemen area right here, this called Ahqaf. And Ahqaf are like tools, stone tools, something like this. We call them an Ahqaf, something like this. It's also an area we call in Arabic, Al-Qadr. What is Al-Qadr? The empty border. It's not like the North Pole. They got something, some place where there's moon. We could say nothing like this. No, this is the opposite. This thing. Nothing. Nothing. It's in that area. SubhanAllah, when he decided. So what happened here? The prophet's grave there. Prophet's grave here. What a myth. What if you're talking about wood? You're talking about the children, you're talking about Al-Ahqaf, you're talking about, you know, the children, you're talking about the Arabs, and then all of a sudden, you jump to the top of the grave hill. What does that have to do with the whole story? What? One, two, three. The prophet's gray hair. What does that have to do with the story? Next week. Next week, inshallah, I will tell you what does that have to do with the story. Is that from Allah, my sisters and brothers? We don't. Where are those brothers?
Good one.